Kim Marks covered much of the same territory. She had not seen Ron in several months and was pleased with his improved appearance. In vivid detail, she described Ron on H-Unit and said she often thought he might die. He was progressing mentally, but was still unable to focus on anything but Ricky Joe Simmons. He was not ready for a trial. Dr. Sally Church was the final witness for Ron. In the long and colorful history of Ron Williamson's court proceedings, she was, incredibly, the first expert to testify about his mental health. He was bipolar and schizophrenic, two of the most difficult disorders to treat because the patient does not always understand what the medications do. Ron often stopped taking his pills, and that was common with the two disorders. Dr. Church described the effects, treatments, and potential causes of bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. During her examination of Ron the day before at the county jail, he asked her if she heard a television in the distance. She wasn't sure. Ron certainly did, and on the television show, they were talking about Debbie Carter and the ketchup bottle. It happened like this. He had written to Renee Latchman, a former player and coach with Oakland, and told him about Ricky Simmons and Debbie Carter and the ketchup bottle. Ron believed that Renee Latchman, for some reason, had mentioned this to a couple of sports announcers who began talking about it on the air. The story spread. Monday Night Football, the World Series, and so on. Until now, it was all over the tube. "Can't you hear them in there?" Ron yelled at Dr. Church. "They're yelling ketchup! Ketchup! Ketchup!" She concluded her testimony with the opinion that Ron was unable to assist his attorney and prepare for trial. During the recess for lunch, Dr. Grundy asked Mark Barrett if he could meet with Ron alone. Mark trusted Dr. Grundy and had no objection. The psychiatrist and the patient inmate met in the witness room at the jail. When court convened after lunch, Bill Peterson stood and sheepishly announced, "Yeah, Judge, I visited with our witness, Grundy, over the recess, and I think the state of Oklahoma would be willing to stipulate that competency is obtainable, but at this particular point in time, Mr. Williamson is not competent." After watching Ron in court and chatting with him for 15 minutes during lunch, Dr. Grundy did an about-face and changed his opinion. Ron was simply not ready for a trial. Judge Landreth ruled Ron to be incompetent and wanted him back in 30 days for another look. As the hearing was winding down, Ron said, "Could I ask a question?" Judge Landreth, "Yes, sir." Ron, "Tommy, I've known you, and I knew your dad, Paul, and I'm telling you, in honest truth, I don't know how this Duke Graham and this Jim Smith business, you know, how it correlates to Ricky Joe Simmons. I don't know that. And if that's about my competency, let me get down here within 30 days, and let's get Simmons arrested. Put him on the witness stand, show this videotape, and try to get a confession from him as to what he actually did." Judge Landreth, "I understand what you're saying." If Tommy did, in fact, understand, he was the only one in the courtroom who did so. Against his wishes, Ron was returned to Eastern State for more observation and treatment. He preferred to remain in Ada to speed things along toward his trial, and he was irritated with his lawyers for wanting him at Vinita. Mark Barrett was desperate to get him out of the Pontotoc County Jail before more snitches appeared on the scene. Then a dentist at Eastern State examined a sore in the roof of his mouth, did a biopsy, and discovered cancer. The growth was encapsulated and easily removed. The surgery was successful, and the doctor told Ron that had it gone untreated, say at the county jail or at McAllister, the cancer would have spread to his brain. Ron called Mark and thanked him for the stay at Eastern State. "You saved my life," Ron said, and they were friends again.